The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Real talk. Right? What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, ding, 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 ding.
Misfire.
Welcome to you.
Can Sip with us.
I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. Are you sipping anything?
So I'm fresh workout. I'm post-workout.
Fresh post-workout.
Like, still got the, you know, right when you're done working out and you're just like, it was one of those workouts where it was a mix of cardio and strength. It was everything all in a quick 15-minute kick your ass kind of thing. So I grabbed a cold puller.
Oh.
So I still have something.
Yeah.
But I'm trying a new flavor. And you guys know that I don't think flavored waters are ever as good as they smell.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my thing. Mm-hmm. And it's true. They always smell. So I got this orange vanilla one. It's not going to taste like a creamsicle. It's just not. Mm-hmm. But it tastes very good.
Okay.
I will say.
Okay.
This polar orange vanilla, I give it like a 3 out of 5, which for me is a solid rating for the old seltzer water.
Yeah. I think the polar branding marketing team shit the bed. I don't like their marketing at all. Their branding. Isn't that what that's marketing, right? Like the way they look.
Sure.
Yeah. I never buy them because I just think the boxes look like shit and the cans, like I'm not interested.
Yeah.
You know,
they're quite popular.
I feel like Bubbly nailed the branding. Like it's like a fun box, like bright colors. Yeah, no, polar are popular. Popular polars. Yeah. Just
they're a little me. They're a little plain.
I don't know, something. Yeah. Anyway. I have two because we are freshly transferred from like we just checked into this new house in Long Beach. We were in San Diego for the last week, then drove up here, freshly checked in.
Yeah, you're right.
We just got here, you know, an hour ago or something. And then unpacking, getting everything set up. Mac is down. John and Rev are at the store. But the kids are, you know, 8 days into this adventure and they like routine and they don't have a routine right now on vacation. So yesterday was probably the hardest parenting day we've ever had. John and I just like – because we're not pissed at the kids. We just know they are spent and it's exhausted. Yeah. I mean, we're all kind of exhausted, you know? So I have two drinks because that is the theme of survival for me. So I have a Vizzy Black Cherry Lime. And then I also brought a backup, a alcoholic kombucha. It is watermelon mint. So that's for nexties after I'm done with this.
Yo, so the last time I saw you, we were on a beach in San Diego having
it was
a day.
So fun.
We were testing for the next sip box, taste testing for the next sip box. Leah's sister was there, who is a very talented. They're feeling so creative because you got Leah, who's a master mixologist, and then you've got her sister, who is really a very talented chef.
Yeah.
And put together this amazing brunch for us. We played euchre with Chris and John for the first time in years and years.
4 years, probably.
And And then we podcasted, mm-hmm. which was so much fun. It was a total riot.
I don't remember a lot of the podcast. I mean, it's a little bit of a blur. But here's the thing. Like, we were drinking, but also we are on a high when we're together. So, like, I just feel like I'm floating around, you know?
After that, Chris and I went. We met up. Chris and I were sans Ben in San Diego. And so we went, we met up with a friend of mine, and then we did dinner that night in San Diego. We went to Little Italy and had the best Italian food. San Diego rules. Mm-hmm. I could live in San Diego.
Same.
Really, really love it. So for any of you listening from San Diego, you got a good thing going on. Mm-hmm. Really like your guys' vibe. All of you.
Yeah.
And then Chris and I came home, and I had like normal days, you know, Thursday, Friday. Today is Sunday. So now we've had a weekend. It feels like it's been a year since I've seen you, even though it's only been a handful of days, because the experiences have been rich on both sides. Mm-hmm. Traveling home, being back to quote unquote normal here.
Yeah.
And then you've continued on your adventure.
Yes.
I think it was like Friday afternoon. I can't remember what we were doing. I was getting Botox for the first time in 3 years. And I was like, oh my God, Ashley and the fam, they're still in San Diego.
They're still there. We were still there. Yeah.
They're still there right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And
so catch me up.
I'm putting it out into the universe now. Now you've committed. And I'm just going to hold you to it as best I can. But my family that has gone, so it's my aunt and uncle and cousins. They have two other families that they go with. So it's the three families. They've been going for 25 years or something like that since the kids were baby. Like he's 24 now, but his first time was 9 months when he was 9 months old. And then I think some of the families were going before that. Anyway, they've been going. They've invited us for the last couple of years, but just was like, I don't know if we can make it work with the kids and da da da. But now there's another family that has kids. And after COVID, and also the other thing is with Beachbody, there's like 100 trips that I take a year. And it was like, how do I fit in another trip? But now we're committed.
Too much.
We are going to be doing this. Yeah. I'm like with you. San Diego is an absolute dream of a city. I thought before it was my favorite city in the U.S. This trip confirmed it. I've never had a bad time in San Diego. It's wonderful. So I've told Colleen, are you going to be coming every year? And she said, yes. And I asked her 100 times and she's confirmed 100 times. And I said, okay, you're in. Is Chris in? And you said, yeah, Chris is in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where are we at today with this?
Still
yes. In. Great.
Still yes. So the night that the last day we saw you.
Yes.
When we went to dinner and stuff, and then we were back in our hotel room, we were taken off the next day. And every night before we go to bed, Chris and I ask each other, what was the favorite part of your day? And
that's adorable.
You knew that. Have I shared that here? Anyway.
I don't know.
So
that's cute. You guys do a lot of cute little things.
Chris said that night, he said, you know, he paused because it was like a lot to choose from. It was like a packed full day. And he said, probably sitting with Ashley and John playing euchre, sitting with Ash and John playing euchre by the beach. And then he asked me what the favorite part of my day was. And I thought about it, thought through the whole day. And I thought, playing euchre with Ash and John.
So good.
Like just everything about it, you know, everything about it. And the fresh ocean air in our hair and just vibing. It was so fun. So fun.
It was so fun.
So how was the rest of how have the last couple of days been since I saw you and now you're in Long Beach? You said it was the most challenging parenting day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
Well, everyone was gone. So like the kids are just tired, I think, because it was go, go, go. So much stimulation, the beach, like very active. And then I don't think they were sleeping as well as they normally do because, you know, we brought their blackout blinds, but we couldn't like black everything out. It was so freaking hot. There was no air conditioning in that unit and there wasn't a back door to get the breeze going through. So in the front, when you could open the door, it felt nice, but in the back, it was like a
hot,
you know, row house kind of thing. Yeah, it was very hot. Yeah. So we had like fans blowing on us all night as much as we could. And Rev would like cough in the night. And I think it's because she was fine during the day. So I think it must have just been like drying her throat out or something. Anyway, they didn't really sleep well. Everything, you know, tons of stimulation, all the things. So very, very tired. But every day was like she would melt around us a little bit. But would be distracted enough in front of it. And same with Mac, like, just, you know, that they were distracted.
There was a lot going on.
But every, we left today and everyone else left yesterday. And so it was just our little family yesterday and there wasn't enough distraction for them. So yeah, it was just really hard. Just a lot of meltdowns. And it's over everything. Like when they're this tired and really it's Revy. I mean, Mac was a pistol yesterday. He was awful. But he is teething really bad too. I can see his bottom gums here are really swollen and red. And so he's got to be breaking any minute on these ones. And he's got his top two canines that have just poked through. So I think he's got a lot going on in his mouth. He's tired. He also threw up a little bit last night in his crib. And I don't know if that is from teething or what. Mac's not a puker. I don't think he's ever puked except for like when he was a baby and spit up. So I don't know. He's just off. He was difficult. And then Revy, like everything, you know, like she's watching a show and the show ends. She cries. I don't know. Just everything was like meltdown city. And so, you know, you're just trying to like keep them. Okay. Yep. No, you're really sad. Da, 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 da.
But at some point.
Yeah.
It's just.
But it was like, oh man, thank God for bed. So they went to bed and then got up and we drove here. They both like 30 minutes on the drive. Rev's like starts crying. We're like, what? Like real crying, not just like pissed off crying, you know? And she's like, my stomach hurts. We're like, oh shit. So we pull over. We thought maybe she was going to have to, because Rev is our puker. Mac, no.
Yeah.
Pull over. I pull her out of the car to just see, you know, whatever. And as John's trying to get Mac out of the car, he throws up. And we're like, shit, what is going on, you know? But then we went the whole rest of the way. Some tears for sure, but no puke. Then we get here and they are, this house we rented in Long Beach is so good. It is called like a family house or something in the listing. Yeah. It has a swing set out in the back, a little tree house thing, this teeter totter. I'm in the playroom right now. So there's books and there's a little chair and there's a built-in potty seat
new
for Rev.
Things
there's
for
stools.
Them to like play
They're
with
so
and be interested
excited.
In.
So excited. So, and there's a crib set up, a changing table. Like it is so perfect.
Oh, awesome.
So I'm very excited about that. We all four had to get COVID tested today because the reason we're in Long Beach is to see, well, partly the reason we're in Long Beach is to, no, the reason we're in Long Beach is to see my sister who moved here and she just had a baby like mid-July or something. So he's a freshie and we want to make sure we're all good before we see him. But the reason that we're staying here this long is to kind of stay out of the Arizona heat. So, you know, you never really know what you're walking into with a rental. This place is legit.
Awesome.
We're very excited about it. Yeah.
Yeah. You can settle in and be
comfortable.
There's
air conditioning.
When do your parents, when does it?
They are supposed to get in on Tuesday the 17th, but they're also going to wait until we get our COVID tests back to make sure because they're worried about the Delta variant. So they're waiting until to decide if they're going to come or not. And I actually think it's smart with like Rev coughing. I can explain it away to the fan because she's fine during the day, but then Mac throwing up, it's like, I just want to make sure we're all good before
absolutely.
We see anybody.
This Delta thing is scary.
Yeah. It's a real thing. It's the real deal. But at this moment I'm feeling phenomenal. Like,
oh good.
Yeah. I'm feeling great.
Good.
Yeah.
You're there.
I'm here. You're settled. We're settled. It's going to be a really great house for the kids and the weather. It's like cool. We're 0.8 miles from my sister for when we get the go ahead. That'll be really nice. Yeah. I just can't. It's going to be, this is just wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you what I did last night.
What did you do last night?
I put Curology on my face.
Ding, 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 ding. We don't have a bell, guys.
All right. I'm going way off script here because like all brands and companies that we partner with, like we have to be obsessed. Otherwise, we don't bring them to the pod.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so obsessed with Curology. At this point now, I've been using, I don't know how long we've been partnering with Curology. It feels like
six months at least. Yeah, maybe a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
6 months.
I don't know. It's been a long time. Yeah.
But I've been using it the entire time. Mm-hmm. I will not stray. I love it. And so it's so cool because everybody's skin goals are different and Curology helps you make your unique goals attainable to you. So whether you're trying to take control of acne, I've got like dry skins. I of course want anything that I can do for like dark spot you know, things to chill out or fine lines, that kind of stuff. But Curology will customize a prescription formula with three active ingredients picked for you to tackle what you want to tackle. So you basically, to start your treatment plan, you go online, you answer some questions, send a couple selfies to Curology. They're going to match you with a licensed dermatology provider who gets to know your skin. They're going to customize a prescription cream to address your acne, fine lines, dark spots, and more. So I get really excited when I see my Curology package come, even though I know exactly what's in it. But they've got my personalized treatment plan for me.
Have you updated it?
No, I just use the same old, same old because it's working.
I started with an acne thing, I feel like. So I have tretinoin, azelaic acid, yeah, and then something like, I think is what's in it. It's something with a C.
No.
I don't know what it is. It's something with a C. But anyway, so it was treated for acne. And then they say, like, time to update with your selfies. And so is she writing it down? Do we have to edit the ad? We probably have to edit the ad.
We'll just bleep it. It'll be funny.
Anyway, so they're like, time to update your selfies. And actually, I think I reached out to her and I was like, hey, okay, I want to change the treatment up. And they were like, send me new selfies. And then Patty, my provider, said, great. It looks like your skin is doing great with the acne. We can drop this, you know, whatever the C word is that's in there. I can't remember what it's called. And we'll add in this. And so I just got notification like 2 days ago that my latest thing has shipped. So I've updated my treatment for now to more target, you know, like fine lines and wrinkles and stuff like that. But I love that like personalized from home approach. Pretty, pretty dang awesome, if you ask me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So take control of your acne, dark spots, breakouts, or whatever your unique concerns may be with a powerful skincare treatment made for you today. Go to Curology.com/sip for a free 30-day trial. Just pay shipping and handling. That's actually a really killer deal.
Killer.
Because this is a prescription whole formula. Like, it's amazing. Okay, anyway, that's CUROLOGY.com/sip to unlock your free 30-day trial. See Curology.com for all the details. Ding, 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 ding.
When do you guys get your COVID test back?
They said like 48 hours, but my sister went to this place and they said, or she said she got hers within 24. So we'll see.
Nice.
Hopefully.
Cool. Then you get the go ahead and you can go meet
the little
new little nephew.
Little baby Callan. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Cutie, full head of hair.
All right.
Okay.
Let's jump into faves.
Sorry.
You want me to go?
Yeah. I accidentally hit the end record button on the video that we're using. She's so loud in my ears. So if you saw my big reaction, it was like she was yelling at me that the recording had stopped.
I thought something wrong was happening. What's wrong with your body?
Oh, yeah. I was like,
but I was just going to keep, you know, keep the show
she's
going.
She's like, do you want me to go? Something's overcome you. okay. Yeah. You start.
Okay. Have I talked about the new Billie album, Billie Eilish?
You said it was coming or something. I don't know if you've talked through it.
I don't think I have. So the new Billie album has been out now for a couple of weeks. It's called Happier Than Ever. Mm. I gave it a spin. It is wonderful. Mm. It is. And there's always this pressure because she's had a lot of success and it's like, can she do it again? And that shouldn't be there. She should be able to just create art without the feeling of, is this going to, who cares what people think about it? But she's so talented. And after watching the documentary with her, it makes me really happy listening to her music, thinking that like her and her brother created this together. Like so much has changed and nothing has changed. Mm-hmm. They are so talented and they just create together like in a bedroom in their old house, their old family house. It's so cool. My favorite song on the album is called Oxytocin. And it is a very sexy song. Ooh. It is like X-rated, so don't listen to it with kids. I guess it's not that X-rated, but it is like a vibe. Chris and I went on a date night and I turned it up like we were driving down the freeway. It is a drive down the freeway, turn it up song. It is
your
cool.
Right.
It makes me feel like I'm 20. Mm. You know, it's a great song. Another great song that's out, probably a lot of you have heard it because it's on the charts right now. But I really like it. So I'm talking about it in case you haven't heard it. It's called Cold Heart. Mm. It is a mashup with Elton John and Dua Lipa.
Oh,
so two pop I mean, Elton John's a bona fide legend. Dua Lipa is a today legend, mm-hmm. on her way to be a legend. It is really a bop. Favorite thing I watched, a couple of things. So that date night that I was talking about, Chris and I went to go see a movie starring Nicolas. Sounds like licorice. Uh-huh. Starring Licorice Cage.
Wow, he's still doing the old acting, huh?
So he's in this movie called Pig. Have you heard of it? Okay. Chris didn't love it. I loved it. Wow. Loved it.
I bet I wouldn't. But I think Chris and I are, the more I'm learning, I feel like we got some similar.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd love it. I think John would love it, because I think John and I have similar things. So this is a movie about a chef who, speaking of Licorice Cage. You know, he's like legend, but like, where's he been? And that things kind of got weird. Yeah, I don't remember why.
I don't know if he's legend to me. He moved a little into like creepy zone or something.
Creepy zone. Yeah. Like, what's up with Nicolas Cage? And that is really in line with the character he plays. Oh. So he plays this guy. I don't want to give away too much, but you like notice it right when the movie starts, where he used to be. I can't talk about it, but it mirrors, because if people see it, I don't want to give too much away. But it very much mirrors who he plays in this movie. And what's also cool is it is set in Portland. So there's a lot of like Oregon stuff.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed.
Is he weird in the movie?
Yeah.
Because I feel like they always make Oregon people weird. Like, do you remember The Amazing Race years ago when they had people from Oregon on there and they were beekeepers, was their profession?
Yeah.
And they were super hairy and tie dye and like total hippie. And I'm like, of course that's who you cat, right? Like, it makes good TV, but
do you think it's accurate though?
I think the majority, I mean, right? It's keep Portland weird, but also you and I are from Portland.
Yep.
Portlandia. I mean, it is on brand, but I just want people to know there are. I mean, I guess I don't care. It doesn't matter. Yeah, everyone's like that. Everyone is farmers and hippies and cares about.
Everyone's like that.
You know, actually, fine. I mean, it's fine.
The real Portland attracts a lot of everything. Yeah. It is wild. And also a lot of normal people as well.
Right.
You know,
right.
Straight laced. But I thought it was a very good movie, and I think Licorice Cage could
be
nominated for some awards for this performance.
Good for him.
I think. I don't know. Okay, another show that I hesitate recommending because it's not A-plus television. It's not going to win awards ever.
That's fine.
However,
watchable.
Bingeable. Like, it's a bingeable show.
Okay.
But it's bingeable like a snack that's not gonna leave you satisfied. Okay. Like, it's, there's a lot of holes you can poke
it's
in
like
this.
Mindless munching.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I like it. Okay. And I can't explain my feelings other than that. But it's called The One. It's on Netflix, and the premise of it I think is really cool. So it's about this company that has figured out how to like help people find who their soulmate essentially is. Oh. And so it is like the foundation of it is you have to believe that a soulmate actually exists for someone. Mm-hmm. And they found like the way to find who you're genetically mapped to. Right. Wow. So you could in this world go online, take a quiz, send in your and then they tell you, oh, it's this person in like Europe or something. So it follows the stories of these people who've done this. And it is so wild. Like and everyone's story is a little bit different. So like this one woman who thought that she was attracted to men was matched with a woman. And like that's a thing. And then there's this married couple who she was like so bent out of shape about this company existing and was like so afraid she was going to lose her husband. But he's like, I'm happy with you. Why are you so worried about this? I'm never going to take this. She took the test for him, sent in his DNA, and then his match was like in their city. And so she like becomes obsessed with her and like becomes friends with her. And then they do end up meeting. And so it plays that whole thing out. And it is like, I think the premise of it is so interesting.
Okay, wow. But like, what a bummer that it's not A+, because this sounds like it would be A plus TV.
It's bingey. Chris and I have been watching it every night. It's an easy binge. It could be something fun for you and John to watch on vacation because it's like an easy watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got to follow up with you on Cruel Summer, because that was the last thing that I think you said was bingey, and we tried it and I couldn't watch it. And now several people have been like, the ending is amazing. But yeah. I thought the acting was so shitty. We only watched like one or two episodes or something. And I was like, I finally turned to John. I'm like, do you think this is dumb? And he's like, yeah. So we turned it off. But I need good acting. Like, and I thought Cruel Summer, maybe it gets better. And everyone, all my cousins, my aunt watched it. And then I've heard people on social talk about it and say that it is totally worth, like, the ending threw me for a loop. Got it.
Oh, that's okay. So. Not everything's going to be for everyone. You know, this wasn't for you. That's okay.
To check out the one.
Yeah, check out the one and keep your expectations low. Maybe that was the problem. Your expectations for Cruel Summer were high.
True.
So now I'll just set them at the bottom here and then you guys will be happy. Okay, I've got two more things. No, I have three more things, but they're quick. Favorite thing I sipped, hands down, Leah's drinks that she made for us. And you guys, we have our classic You Can Sip With Us cocktail box, obviously, that we've already launched. And several of you have loved. And we are going to be doing another box this fall is the timeline. And we've selected the drinks already and they are out of this world. Out of this world.
It's really good. And it's like, I feel like these ones are a more elevated experience. Yeah. I mean, the first ones were bomb and amazing. And like, those were almost bingeable.
They were the perfect.
These ones are like elevated taste. I can't stop thinking. Party something. Yeah. I don't know.
And they would be awesome. I feel like, for the those of you who don't drink alcohol, or like, we've had a lot of people message, like, can you make virgin drinks? I'm pregnant or something. Like, these drinks you don't need, like, you could
but all of our drinks are virgin, if just so you guys know. And if I would have ordered our first cocktail box, I think I still, you would probably want to dilute them a little bit because they're kind of thicker, but I would have just mixed them with soda water or something instead of a spirit. So even our first staple box, and then this will be the same, like, maybe they're, we can ask for Leah's recommendation on what could someone mix this with to make it virgin, like if there's a good soda water or just, you know, whatever.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay. When I was traveling to San Diego and back, I've been meaning to share this for a long time, but I have a Bagalini. I've talked to Ash about this. A Bagalini purse slash bag. And this brand was created by flight attendants. And they're not like the sexiest bags, but I really love them. And now as a mom, I use this all the time because they have a lot of compartments, a lot of like, it's like everything's, all the compartments are perfect.
Yeah.
It's like phone, snacks, this, that, iPad, like cords. It's awesome. And it's lightweight and it's like easy to wash and it's all the things you want, for traveling or like momming or whatever. So I bought the Everywhere bag and it's available on Amazon. It's a little bit pricey, $63, but I've had this for like 5 years and have used it and abused it and it looks brand new. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. And it has that strap on it. Cause I saw when we were in Vegas, I asked you about that bag and it has the strap on it for anyone curious.
Suitcase handle.
Yeah, it goes on the suitcase. So like it's all one, which is great.
I'll link it in our store.
Okay.
In our Amazon store. So sipsquadpod.com. That's where you can get to our Amazon faves. The last thing. Okay. On the flight to San Diego, I ordered, I can't remember, a Bloody Mary, which I hardly ever do, but I was like, oh, it sounds good.
Yeah.
And she handed me a little packet. It was true lime packet. It was dehydrated lime.
Oh, right.
And she was like, I was like, oh my God, I've never seen this before. And she's like, yeah, it's one lime wedge in a little like Splenda packet, but all it is lime. And she's like, I like the taste better than an actual lime. And one of the things I find when I make drinks at home is I never think to buy the lime, you know, the green like squirt lime stuff that you keep in the fridge. I never think to buy it.
Yeah.
I don't really use it. I don't know if the flavor is that awesome. I never have the lemon one either.
What's this called again?
True Lime.
Okay. I'm looking on Amazon right now.
I'm linking them in our, I bought some. I'll link them in our store too.
Okay, good.
But then on the way home, I just popped one in a Polar, or I think it was Polar on the plane. I just popped one in a plain Polar water and it was delicious. Bomb. It was delicious. And then the flight attendant, because I was chatting her up about it, she's like, oh yeah, I love to have those. She's like, I bought them, I have them at home. I think it tastes better than a regular like lime squirt. Yeah. But they're always on hand when you like don't have limes. And then she's like, I bought the lemon ones too, and I mix it with actual sugar, and I do on my drinks a lemon sugar rim.
I'm looking right now. Also, there is raspberry lemonade, mango orangeade, the true limeade, watermelon limeade, original lemonade, black cherry limeade, and peach limeade. Wait, like you can do from this
packet?
True. Yeah, from this true.
Oh.
Yes.
So they're just little mixers for like water.
And what I'm loving, so this, I didn't put it in here because I told you guys about it last time I think we did faves, was the NorCal margarita. But what I've been, my drink of choice now is tequila soda with lime. But a lot of times, one, I don't love squeezing limes because I feel like for some, like sometimes I'll squeeze the lime juice in. You don't always know how much juice you're getting per wedge.
Yeah.
But also, I like feel like I heard a while ago to not drop the limes in the drink because, you know, people's hands are in them. They just can be dirty or whatever.
Yeah.
So I love this idea of like keeping these on me so that I can flavor them with lime or flavor it with whatever. Like,
yeah.
I love this. This is great.
And the taste is legit.
What a great
like it's
call.
Legit. So I'm going to put these in we have a food, drink, and drugs category on our Amazon shopping. So I'm going to plop those in and the bagelini. Man. All right. That's all I got.
This is exciting. This is exciting stuff here. Okay, I'll go. Mine are going to be kind of quick because I was on vacation last week, so I didn't have like a ton of, you know, whatever. But favorite thing that I read, so I'm still reading it, but again, as I shared about it on social, just like a picture of me with the book, and you would be floored at how many people message. I didn't even talk about the book, and so many. I mean, I probably got 50 DMs about like, that's the best book of all time. It's
really?
Called The Nightingale by Kristen Hanna, who is the person that wrote, I think Big Little Lies and Big Little Lies and Firefly Lane. Is that what that one was called? They're both those Showtime. I think it was Firefly with, Reese and Kerry Washington. Is that what it was? Ooh, Firefly Lane.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, it's the same author and it has tons of reviews on Amazon. One of my friends, well, she's a client of mine, but I feel like she's a friend. She told me about it. She's like, you got to put this on your list. I was like, oh, it's on my freaking nightstand right now. So I've been reading it, The Nightingale. And it's sort of a historical fiction, I think is what it's called, set in World War II about like two sisters and their families like that kind of were apart and then came back together and all during World War II in Europe. Just she's got a great writing style I really like. So I'm only a few 100 pages in or something. And it's a pretty long book.
Yeah.
But check it out if you guys are looking. Okay. My favorite product. So do you know Uncommon James, that brand, Kristen Cavallari's?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So I don't know what made me do it, but I think I want to start being like a big time jewelry person, but like classic jewelry, not necessarily like costumey. I do have that, but I just kind of want to be like someone that layers a lot of gold necklaces and earrings and rings. So anyway, I've been starting to dabble in that area and I checked out Uncommon James and I really, really like all of the things that I got. Like they just feel really elevated. I felt really stylish wearing them and I packed them all for this trip and I've just been in like interchanging things and they just feel really pretty. So if any of you are curious about that brand or wanting to get, you know, like classic simple pieces that are highly wearable, that is Uncommon James is it.
They're on Amazon too.
Oh my gosh, they are?
I don't know how
what
that price compares to like everything else.
Oh, wow.
On their site.
Well, I mean, it's not the cheapest of jewelry,
but it's not crazy. At least the Amazon prices aren't crazy.
Yeah, no.
They seem reasonable if it's good quality.
And it's good quality. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then the other thing, also from Amazon, from Dee Bella. I've also always wanted a nose ring. And if you've been following my stories, I've been wearing one in San Diego because I bought It's, how many pieces are in this? There's 9 pieces. There's a whole bunch of different colors, but I got the 3 rose gold, 3 yellow gold, and then 3 silver. And it's like $8 for these fake nose rings. And I'm obsessed with it. I made Call put one in her face. She said she would never do it, but it's like, you don't have to when you got the fakes. And so if you want to just test it out, I really liked this DiBella nose ring situation. Okay. Favorite thing I sipped. This is also from Leah's Drinks. I was going to put Leah's Drinks on there, but I figured that we'd talk about it at some point or that you'd bring it up. Yeah. But yep. One of the things that was in a few of the drinks that Leah made us was this thing called Scrappy's Bitters Fire Tincture. So if you like spicy drinks, it's a bitters. They make a whole bunch of different, all different kinds, but Scrappy's Bitters is the brand. And then the fire tincture is all a little goes a mile, old fashioned style. I don't know. Fire tincture is the peppery one. And Call and I both loved this bitters. Are you check Amazon to see if it's on there? Cause I haven't checked to see where I can get it yet, but I'm 100% buying this and going to put it in my shit. Like, I'm excited about it. Okay. Favorite thing I heard. So we did a lot of driving, tried to find some podcasts. I didn't fall in love with any of the true crime. There's a new Dr. Death. I haven't checked it. We played it and just weren't in love with it. So the two that we did listen to a lot, have you heard about You're Wrong About?
Yes. Didn't I talk about it here?
Oh, maybe. Well, I'm here back to tell you again, You're Wrong About is fascinating. Like, they do some deep dives into things. They do a deep dive. I really want to listen to the Princess Diana series. There's like 5 episodes on Princess Diana, the whole thing. A deep dive into the O.J. Simpson trial, into cancel culture, into like all kinds. Oh, I guess Jessica Simpson. Yeah. They do a deep dive on her. So I think it's just fascinating because I'll tell you what. When all of the haters about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, some social media account did a deep dive into me and then posted a bunch of stuff that actually didn't even make sense, like was not verified. One of the things they said was I had an anti-MLM YouTube channel. They said that I'm not a licensed life coach. And so then a bunch of people were asking me, like, are you licensed to do this? And I'm like, that's not a thing. Like, people, my inbox was flooded with people just listening to this person saying stuff without a simple Google search to realize that this is not true. And it made me realize, like, on a micro scale, that this is happening on a macro level. Like, people see stuff and they're like, fact, I'm going to run with this. And this podcast seems to kind of deep dive into some of these things to just sort of.
It's a really good podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Call's already talked about it, but yeah, it's new to me. And it's good. I'm just, you know, circling back on that, I guess. Okay. And then the other one, this I think shares a host with, but there's a podcast called Maintenance Phase, and that is about deep diving and debunking all kinds of diet myths. So things that we have been told about food and the diet industry and whatever, that it does a deep dive to be like, where did this come from? And is it true? Like, is this believable? Yeah. But it just has made me realize how much we just take what is fed to us and just gobble it up without researching and being like, should I believe this? Is this actually based on anything? It turns out a lot of it's not. So anyway, okay. And then I think that's all for my faves. But what do we have here? What's next?
Hey, do you have something in your hair?
Oh, are you wondering why it looks so beautiful?
I'm just admiring.
Yeah, well, you've already heard me sing the praises of pros, right? The world's most personalized hair care. But if you guys haven't, let me tell you about the incredible results that I am seeing from my customized pros products. So pros is another, I love these personalized things. You know, we get the personalized vitamins, we get the personalized skincare. We've now got the personalized hair care. So you go online, fill out a quiz, tell them, you know, what your goals are, what your current hair type is, what you want, where you live. It takes into account, you know, I'm in Arizona, it's very dry. And then it'll say, here's what you need, exactly what you need. And I got a pre-wash mask in mine. You even get to choose the scent. So I chose gardenia, but I got a pre-wash mask. It's like, here's your perfect recipe. Then I got, you know, shampoo and conditioner. And then it was like, do you want to add some other things on? And I was like, I absolutely do. So I got an oil. I sure do. And it had, it does feel like it's turned my shower into a spa, but Pros knows that there is more to you than just your hair type. They have given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth quiz. And that's how both Colin and I got started. But they analyze over 85 personal factors and then determined a blend of unique ingredients to treat your exact concerns. And then they also have a review and refine feature, which, as you guys have heard me talk about several of these, I always review and refine to tweak it to make it even more perfect for me. So you can update your, you know, obviously your address, but like hair color change or your diet or whatever. Like now I'm in California for a month. That's different than what I need in Arizona. So that's an incredible feature. And they, as a carbon neutral certified B Corp, they're an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty, which is like obviously very important to Colin and I. If you're not 100% positive that Pros is the best hair care you've ever tried, they'll take your products back with no questions asked.
Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/sip. That's PROSE.com/sip for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. So in San Diego, Ash was like, hey, I got you something and I think this is going to be good for the pod. And it's this little journal, I guess, that's called Burn After Writing.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like very private, right? Like you're supposed to be really real with it. But here we are bringing it to private, you guys.
Real, real. And I'm flipping through this and I'm like, this is, she's like, I think we these would be good. This would be a good segment for the pod is we share our most in-depth secrets.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. You can get it on Amazon, guys. But
we
decided for today's segment, we're going to do first and last. It has little like intro. So it says a first is momentous. It's both meaningful and memorable, crammed with new possibilities and the excitement of whatever comes next. But give a little thought for the last times too, chock full of consequences and aftermath. Endings that at the time you didn't even see coming. And then it's like first this, last that, whatever. So we filled it out and we're going to run you guys through it.
Yeah.
But I am excited to do this on multiple, you know, pods.
First word I would use to describe myself.
I said determined.
I said balanced.
Mm. Okay, great.
I like that for us. Okay, last time you felt happy.
I mean, literally this entire week in San Diego. I mean, I do think the happiest I was when I was with like that day playing, that whole day playing euchre.
Yeah.
I mean, we only played one game, but just being there together was so fun. Recording the pod, but I really did enjoy the whole, there were so many times I just looked up like, gosh, now this is living.
The reason why euchre was so cool, for those of you who don't know, is when Ash and John lived in Portland, we did that every weekend.
Every week, yeah.
We'd get together and listen to music and play euchre. And so it was like the most epic reunion of that.
Yeah.
Being like and then in beautiful, the setting that
we And then
were
we were
in.
Drinking Leah's drinks and just.
It was really awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. For me, this is a very specific moment, but it was just a couple hours ago with Ben. It was right before nap time. Mm-hmm. And he has this little fort in his room. And the part of the thing is we read a book like in that. We like sometimes it's me, Chris and Ben. We all crawl in. But it was just Ben and I. And there's this book that had a little crab in it. And he does this, you know, the little like crab pinchy.
Yeah.
And so I did it. And then it's like, uh-oh, mama crab. Mama and he was like really tired. So his giggle laughs were like out of control funny, you know. And then as I was leaving his room, like night-night, Ben, and turned off his light, his little hands were doing the little looking at me, you know. So anyway, it's just those moments.
Yeah, those little moments.
You're so happy. Yeah. First thing you would do if you were in charge of the country, free childcare.
Oh, that's great, actually. Free childcare, also mandatory maternity and paternity. Maternity should be 6 months mandatory everywhere. Yeah.
Maybe that would actually be the first thing I would do.
I put things gun around control, but
oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to think about my kids going to school and having to think about their safety. I don't want to take everyone's guns from them. I want it to be a more like responsible industry. So,
yeah,
but I do really like the maternity thing. That's and childcare. That's good. Okay.
Last thing I think of before I go to sleep.
I don't have something that's like, I feel like I was very literal with this. And I think cause I'm either reading or I'm scrolling through social and I think, yeah, I'm tired enough. I could fall asleep. And then I just go to bed. So like, that's what I wrote. I'm tired is like my last thought. I don't have something that keeps me.
So lately, so Chris and I ask favorite part of the day. And then lately, I've been trying to do some grounding exercises of virtual acupuncture, which I made up on my own. I don't know if it's a thing. But I lay there and I pretend that I'm getting acupuncture. And it's very calming.
Wow.
And I just sort of imagine, I'm like, I'm getting...
This energy healer, too, probably had an impact on that. Like
I talked about that over on Patreon. By the way, you guys, that's where we drop Friday episodes. If you're new here, patreon.com/ you can sip with us. I talked a lot about over there how I signed up with this gal, not gal, she's an energy healer named Gail, and she's wonderful. Her name's, I did ask her if I could share this actually on the pod, so I should, because I forgot to mention it in favorite things. But it's Gail Sparlin, S-P-A-R-L-I-N, and she offers like an $80 service where she will do an energy clearing, and it was really awesome, and I did not believe in it necessarily, but I felt a noticeable difference.
I am meeting with her this week. She was like,
"Are you really?
I can't get you in until like early September." And she's like, "But I'd love to meet with you before then. I have some time." So I think I'm meeting with her on Wednesday or something, Wednesday night. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I'm excited. Cool. Because, guys, you got to go on Patreon. You have to go subscribe. We talk about all the real deals over there, but because of your experience with it.
Yeah.
And being skeptical and then,
Yeah. So at night, anyway, I do this virtual acupuncture and I like imagine little acupuncture needles going like in my legs, that, like starting from my head all the way down to like my feet. Yeah. And it's just very calming. And then I take some deep breaths and then before I know it, I'm asleep. All right. First love.
I mean, I put Mark Lehman. That was my first boyfriend in high school. I think I probably loved him. Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing we were together 3 years.
So I put some of these are, and we can kind of skip because it was like my first real relationship, my first love, my first heartbreak. I think there's like a theme probably or like similar answers. Yeah. But my first, I don't think he was my first love, but I remember the first like heart flutter.
Okay.
And it was.
And there's first in crush like, in here too.
Yeah. So we'll just talk about that. So like my first heart flutter was in middle school. And I remember we had like square dancing class. It wasn't like class, but it was like we were doing like square dancing. It was like something we did for a couple of weeks where it was like go, it was like gym time. And I remember there was this really cute guy named Zach. And when you're square dancing, it was like you would like take each other's hand for like a moment.
Yeah.
And then you'd like go to the next partner, go to the next partner. And I remember one day he didn't let go of my hand. And I was like, oh my God. Like and nothing ever came of it.
Yeah.
But I remember I was like, oh, it was a first flutter of the heart.
What's going on next to me?
I care a little bit, okay, but it's not nothing. Bad. It's okay. Fine. Revy's awake, you guys. She's sound.
Over here. Yeah.
My first like love relationship was, funny enough, his name was Chris. And fun fact, Chris's like first I don't
Your
know if it was his first
Chris.
Love. My current
Chris's
Chris.
First love.
He dated a Colleen.
That's unreal.
And so we both. That's funny and kind of weird.
So if you ever were to call out the wrong name during, it would still be the right name.
Do you call out?
No, never. Me?
No one does.
No one does. Oh, no. No one does.
No one does that. If you do that,
let us know.
Send us an email. You can sew with us at gmail.com. Yes, leave us a voicemail in our Instagram bio. Go to sipsquadpod.com. There's a link to our voicemail. Leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, let us see for ourselves. Listen for ourselves.
Okay, last time you cried.
I talked about this over on Patreon. So mine's boring. It's about that message that I got.
Message you got. Yeah. Mine was... we went to like a wedding reception a couple weeks ago at this point, 2 weeks ago. And Ben, it was his very first time he's ever been to like a reception. And I was like, Ben, do you want to go dance? And he'd never danced on a dance floor. Yeah. I don't even know if he would know what that is. But he went over to the dance floor on his own and started dancing to country music.
And you cried?
I'd never seen him do that before. I cried because I thought, there's my little guy. Mm-hmm. He's happy and confident and like, you know, and he's a shy guy, which is very normal for twos. But like, you know, so just to see him like boldly walk out there and start cutting a rug, it swept me away. Yeah. I got emotional. Okay. First person you would confide in. If you don't say me, I'll kill you.
Well, I put John or Colleen.
Okay, great. I put Chris and Ash.
See, same.
It's fine. Okay. I didn't answer this one because I didn't know how. Last person you would rely on.
I don't like that one because I don't like that one.
Yeah, we'll skip it. Heartbroken, skip. Okay, let's get to the interesting ones. First quality you look for in a person.
Sense of humor.
Same.
First time I stood my ground. That's hard for me because I don't ever not stand my ground. I should probably stand it a little less. But I do remember, I don't remember the first time, but I do remember like early elementary school, my mom telling me I should be a lawyer because I was good at like arguing. So
wow,
yeah, it's always been in me.
A moment that was like a significant life moment was when I was going to go sell books door to door during college to pay for school with a company called Southwestern. And my parents did not want me to do this. Yeah. My family, I was getting calls from my family to not do it.
Not just your parents, but like.
It was whole thing. My grandma called, my aunt called, and I stood my ground.
Thank God
and
you did it. That was life changing. I mean, honestly.
It was. It was. Yeah. I always say it was the best thing I did and it was the best thing I stopped. Mm-hmm. But it really was like, I remember standing my ground in a way that I had never done before.
Yeah.
So, this question, I didn't know how to interpret the last time you faked it.
I mean, I have something for it. I don't fake a lot because I'm not interested in that. But in San Diego, there was one night that this couple came over, you guys missed it. They had really cute kids. And I was talking to the mom. Well, I was talking to the dad and he's a fireman and he's an engineer. And I was like, look, I got a buddy. So I was asking about his job. His wife would not shut the F up. All she was just talking, like, and she was really like aggro about it. And also everyone, she would like corner people. And so I faked, like I acted like I cared I was probably stuck talking to her for 15 minutes. And then I saw her a couple other, and she was just over the top exhaust. And her husband just seemed really cool. I wanted to talk to him and her kids were wonderful. And I thought, what the hell is wrong with this person?
The hell?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Did you put something for that? Interesting.
I put my new job. It's not so new anymore. I've been there a year. Isn't that crazy?
What?
I've been at my current job.
Unreal.
Which was new like yesterday for a year. And I put learning curve, like fake it till you make it. The first couple of months, I felt whoa, way over my skis. Okay. Do you have any on the second page that like really jump out to you? Like I'm just skimming. The first time you lost a loved one.
No. I mean, that's a stupid story. I had to fill something in.
Oh.
I mean, I remember. I still remember it. It was family friends. We were little. We used to hang out with them all the time. We'd go to their cabin. We'd go to their house all the time. And the mom died of cancer. She had two little kids.
That's terrible.
And she died of cancer. And I remember being really sad about that.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I put my first dog.
Huh?
I mean, I remember.
Yours was a dog, you said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had, like, I remember, like, being younger and it was like we had to put this dog down and it was just crazy. And I remember like my dad taking me to a bookstore after. I just trying to get my mind off of it, I think, because I'm sure my parents were like, oh my God, this is real bad. And then he bought me this mug that was like Oregon bookstore mug, and my parents still have it. And every time I go to their house and see that mug, I think like that was like a really intense memory. All right.
The last time I said no, the first person I had a crush on, I can remember, I think I was in second or third grade, and I was going to Errol Hassell Elementary School, and there was a guy there named Tyler Sano. And I had a biggest crush on him. And on recess, there was this track that went around the yard, and at one part of it, it had a hill. And so it was like, someday we were like, let's race to the, you know, jungle gym or whatever it was. And I was smoking. And I thought, I didn't know now that guys don't want to be like, you know, they want to be the winners. But I was running so fast. I was smoking him. And then at the bottom-ish of the hill, I was about to touch the jungle gym. I tripped and fell and like skinned all my shit up. And I remember being so embarrassed and like thinking he didn't like me because of that. But, you know, he just didn't like me. I guess he didn't like me. And then he all gloated. And I was like, the only reason you won is I fell. Least you could do is give me a kiss.
Yeah, come on. Okay, least you could do is marry me.
Last time, the least you could do.
Last time you were angry.
Oh, when we checked in this house, I got
like today, like an hour ago
today. Because, well, I don't know. I mean, does that count as angry or like just annoyed?
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't angry. Hear the story. Oh yeah. So, today we checked in, and it's like
I
can.
Ashley can't talk about this because what she's about to say is about John, who's home.
Yeah.
I'll tell everyone that.
Yeah. No, but that's fine. But
she just can't say that because that's the situation. We'll talk about that over on Patreon.
Yeah. I'll bring it over there. Patreon. So last time I was angry. Oh, there's Mackers. Hi. He's going to take him outside. The last time I was like angry was probably, I referenced it earlier, probably that message I got and that made me cry, but also like I was rage tears.
I think that's the last time I was angry too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I don't get angry that often, but I was angry.
But I want to talk about it here because.
Also, the heat makes me angry, and I know I'm preaching to the choir because you guys really have to deal with it in Arizona, but it's been a hot summer in Portland, and we just had another heat wave like where it got over to like 108 or something. It was only a couple of days, but I'm like, during those days, I'm like, it's just hot out, and I get angry. Yeah. I don't get angry that often. I get unlike me. It brings out a part of me I don't like. Also, traffic.
I remember.
Traffic makes me angry.
Traffic sucks. I remember postpartum with, I think I was probably 6 months, but it was like far postpartum. Yeah. And it was hot. We were in Oregon. That's how I know we were lit. Yeah. I think I was like 7 months postpartum. And we're getting in the car and because my dad was taking us to the airport to go to France. So that was, 7 months postpartum. And it was so hot and I was so flustered. And I remember like, I got to turn the car on, get the air on. And I'm like, I can't. No, then you got to sit. And John was like, okay, do you want to sit in the front? I'm like, yes, because I did that. And I remember then once we got in the car and we start driving, and my dad goes, oh, so you don't handle the heat well, huh? But he didn't say it like snotty as I just said it. He was just like, I think he just saw me totally melt down and then like just was like, oh,
making small talk.
Small, we're driving to the airport. He's like, no, you know, no, I don't. Clearly.
So good. That could be in a sitcom. Okay. Answer whatever one you want. Last one. To pick one to answer as the last one, and I'll pick one more to share.
Okay. First, I don't know. I don't have any great ones. The last time I lied was yesterday. Ooh. We were at this amusement park thing, and Rev wanted to ride the kit. Mac must have just fell and hit his head.
Oh no.
So we were at this amusement
park. John is home, you guys.
He's right there. He's holding him.
Mac is being cared for.
Yeah. He's holding him close and that doesn't happen unless he hurt himself. Like, where he's just like sitting there rubbing his head. You know, but I mean, Calsaw.
He's a tornado.
He is a wild child. He's gonna, I mean, yeah, this is no news. He hits his head all the time. Okay, anyway, we were there at the amusement park. She wanted to ride the carousel, and then we get in line and they're scanning something. And so I thought we could just, you know, pay there because we were throwing darts and doing other things. You can just pay right there. But you had to go get in line and get a ticket, and the line to get the ticket was super long. And so I told Rev that the carousel closed. That was my last line. You know, like, oh, shoot, baby, the carousel closed. That was the last one. There was no room and shut down. We're going to have to try another time. So what was the last lie?
My last lie, this will be the, excuse me. My last lie was to our friends, Lindsay and Brandon. So they... their daughter turned one recently.
Oh, fuck.
And we were swinging by
and be like, when does Davis turn one?
Well, you can still do that. Yeah. I mean, you could, you know, message you all happy birthday. And I, so we swung by to give Davis a gift, and, Brandon was planning a date night for Lindsay, and we happened to know about it because Brandon asked us for recommendations on some places to eat. But I didn't know it was a secret. And so Brandon, as we were driving over there, because we told him we're on our way, he's like, hey, just so you know, Lindsay doesn't know that I'm taking her out on this date night. And I don't do that kind of stuff well. I don't hide things well.
Yeah.
And so we get over there, and all, and it, as it just so happened, Chris and I were going on a date night that night. And so all Lindsay's talking about is date night. She's
for
like,
you too.
For us, she's like, oh, Brandon and I need to do this more often. And like all these things. And like, how often do you guys go on date nights? And I couldn't think, because all I could think about was don't F this up. And so I just started lying about everything. I was just like, every weekend. She's like, wow. And I'm lying now because I don't remember the whole thing because it was all a blur. I just was panicked. And I kept looking over at Brandon like wild eyed, like, help. Help, get me out of here. And then I just kept saying, we got to go. We got to go. We're late for date night. Even though we weren't late at all, just because I had to get out of the situation.
I can't hang.
I just couldn't. The stress. I was panicked. I was panicked. Hey guys, and if you're panicked and you need help,
ding ding ding,
call up. You better call help. Better help.
Better help.
Better help. Okay. This podcast is sponsored.
I was just gonna. Yeah, go.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. If there's something that's interfering with your happiness, preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will help you assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. There's a huge broad range of expertise available. And this is really for clients worldwide, but you can log into your account anytime, send a message to your therapist. You're going to get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. You don't have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed.
Plus, it's more affordable than your traditional online therapy, and financial aid is available. They want you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/sip. That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using it that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. Still, special offer for you can sip with us. Folks, that means you listening to this right now. You can get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/sip.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding.
All right, time to rant and rave.
Rant?
My rant, I'll rant first. It's, I want to like preface this by saying there's like some major world stuff happening right now. And I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole or share opinions on this because I want to make it very clear, like, we are not news sources. Like, this is never a place to go for news, like, ever, right? And I was buzzed and talking about Andrew Cuomo on Patreon, and it was more of like a hot topic anyway, because that was like all over the news. And I totally fumbled some stuff and then was called out for like spreading misinformation, which was like I'm not the news. We're not the news. So don't ever rely on us for anything here.
Who called you out? On
this, it's not important. Okay. This is what I'm about to talk about is important. So there's like major things going on in the world that are really devastating and really sad. And I am not an expert on inner dynamics of why one of these things is sad, but people do need our help regardless of what you think about things. So today is Sunday. So by the time this airs on Tuesday, I don't know what events will unfold, but it's all happening really fast. The Taliban has taken over Kabul, in Afghanistan. And that is really scary. It's all over the news right now. It's like things are rapidly developing. It could be a humanitarian crisis, especially for women. And so it is extremely scary. There's a journalist that I follow, and it's very scary for like journalists and all kinds of people who live there right now. And he said, I am hope because commercial flights are canceled. He's like, I am hopelessly stuck in Kabul right now. And he said, with my wife and my two children, God pray for us. It gives me goosebumps. There was also a devastating 7.2 magnitude earthquake in Haiti, which has been they just can't catch a break, right?
No, like, they're not even recovered from the last one, I feel like.
Exactly. So if you can open up pocketbooks, if you can give, it is a good time to do so. And there's, because people need our help. So a couple of things, International Rescue Committee, Save the Children, UNICEF, those are great organizations doing great work. Also Hope for Haiti. And we'll link some of these things to our stories with swipe ups so that we can just come together and do what we can to help.
I did see a thing that said Haiti specifically does request like not to donate through Red Cross. Did you see that?
I heard that as well. There's in the news, it's like there's some question marks over how money was managed in like the millions of dollars.
Whoa.
So So Hope for Haiti is
go to our stories.
They've got people on the ground. And we'll source some more. If you know of good like local organizations that could help, whether it's in Afghanistan or in Haiti, shoot us a DM on Instagram, actually. That would be great because then we'll just link stories and So anyway.
Those are like such big things.
They're big.
It feels weird, you know, when you go from like a big thing to a little, but it's also little. Okay because it has to happen.
This is the pod.
My man.
Go on. Do you have a toenail issue?
Ketchup packets. You know when ketchup, they serve French fries? We were at a sit-down restaurant. We ordered French fries, and they brought like three or four ketchup packets that I stacked on top of the French fries. And I thought, what? Like, it's a nightmare. One, okay, so you got to figure out how to open them. Sometimes I use my teeth. Sometimes your fingers are good enough. And it barely cut. I mean, you get nothing out of it, but I also don't want to get any ketchup on my hands, right? So it's just like, it's a nightmare all around. And if I ever see like a place like, oh, like at the ballpark or something, it's like, here's your ketchup packets. I would rather not eat ketchup than open your ketchup packets. Like,
you know what's also terrible though is the bottle where you're like, goom.
Yes.
Goom,
yeah. Goom, that's chum, also terrible. Do you notice that you can't really get those anymore? I mean, I guess at restaurants, but now they're like all the squeeze ones.
Yeah. The squeeze ones are kind of great.
I love the squeeze ones. I don't like the classic red and yellow because they feel like sort of gummy.
Grimy.
Like they feel like germs would stick to them. But the Heinz, like just a hard plastic.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like in the classic ones, though, the
precise tip
size. Yeah. The precise tip. Because like then if you're doing like over hash browns.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. You can
true.
Get real artsy. But the grime factor.
It is a little grimy.
It's a.
And those
I don't
are finger.
Know
most things you're putting ketchup
on.
Not everything. But a lot of things you're putting ketchup on are finger foods. So then it's
you
just
want a pile of ketchup.
And you want to.
You don't need.
Load
it
up.
Yeah.
So anyway, ketchup packets can SMD.
The classic prime for the mustard would be good. Because that's usually, you don't want like a whole pile.
True.
You're doing a hot dog and you want
there's nothing worse unless you're making like a sandwich and you're using a knife anyway.
Yeah.
But like a jar to go on like a jar of mustard. Yeah. And you got to knife it out and put it. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Or you know what, though? When you're doing the squeeze with the ketchup and then you get the splatter.
Also,
the little
you
air
know what
pocket
else
when you go, choo, choo.
Is not so good about the ketchup. But when there's that liquid part that comes out before.
Yeah, yeah. Water.
And you just think it's just, is that what it is? It's water? I don't know.
It's like,
grosses
I don't know.
Me out every freaking time. Yeah. I think, what in the hell has gone wrong?
I try and bury it when there's like a little bit of water and then it's like, do I circle around?
Yeah,
it
I've got to like really
off.
Do some mental coaching myself through. Like, it's okay. Yeah. You can still eat this, even though that
Calm.
Is disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, Rave. So we have a little TV in one of our cars. And we don't turn it on that often for Ben because we don't want it to be like every time we get in the car, like a dependency on using it. However, comes in clutch every now and again. And the go-to program, because it's just the DVD, it's a DVD thing that's in there, is Thomas the Train. Does Rev watch Thomas the Train?
No.
Or Mac? All right. So Thomas the Train's been around forever.
Okay, yes.
And I never notice it. Like when we turn it on at home, I never really notice it. But for whatever reason, when we're driving in the car, because I can't see the screen, I just hear the audio, right?
Right.
The things in Thomas the Train, like the phrases and sayings in Thomas the Train are from like what feels like 100 years ago. And I don't know if they're Thomas the Train things or if people actually like said this stuff. They must be. It feels like, I don't know, but it is so entertaining.
So, but it's like, not like offensive. It's like funny things.
Yeah. So I have specific examples because I've been writing these down. So we'll be driving. Ben's watching the thing. Chris and I are like talking about whatever. And then all of a sudden I'll hear coming through the speakers, cinders and ashes.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Here's another one. Bust my buffers.
Yeah. Bust
and
my
the last
buffers.
One. Fenders and funnels. I don't
like
know.
In a darn it way.
It's
fenders
so
and
good.
Funnels.
Yeah. Yeah. Cinders and ashes, Thomas. It's good. It's good. So
Thomas,
anyway.
My grandma, she really gets offended by the F word. And so we were all talking. Yeah. I mean, she's 93, right? So we were all talking one year and she was like, I really don't like, well, you know, the F word is just so fun, grandma. And she gets offended by the F word. She did not like it, but we were having a good conversation. Like, what are you supposed to say instead of the F word? And she's like, sugar. Like, so then we started to, you know,
sugar.
Like, oh, sugar. Or like, what the sugar? You know, instead of like, what the, what the sugar? And I feel like that could be on Thomas the Train too.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I had a different rave, but my rave was just like San Diego, and we already talked about that. The one that I'm going to go with, and I don't love that I'm about to say this because I want to support like local coffee chain establishments.
Yeah.
But I love the old tried and true Starbucks. Like as you're traveling, if you see a Starbucks, you know, you're like, where can we go? What can we get? If you see a Starbucks, you know what you're going to get. You know your drink's going to take, right? Because you go to these, I try to support local wherever I am. So I go to these coffee shops and then I'll order like a cold brew, whatever. And it's like, this isn't as good as I thought. Or like, oh, do you have anything to eat? No, we don't have any food. Or like, we only have scones. I'm like, well, that's not going to work for me.
A muffin.
You know? Yeah. And it's just, I love that if you see a Starbucks, you know that what you can order, you know what you're going to get, you know it's going to taste good. You can just count on it. So yesterday we were walking around, we both needed coffee. See the first 10 minutes of the episode when we talked about being a difficult parent day. So we needed a coffee and there was like a local coffee shop. And then block away was Starbucks. And I thought, we got to do Starbucks. We just have to because at this point we cannot take a gamble. Like we are already barely making it through the day. And Starbucks comes through every time. And I can say to Rev, do you want something from Starbucks? And they know Starbucks now. It's just, I love the reliability of Starbucks. It just always comes. It never lets us down. Hi, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
tried and true. Just like you guys listening to us, thanks for being our tried and true.
We love you so
Leave
much.
A review. Help support the pod. Tap the old 5-star button. Tell a friend or family member or anyone you see. Next person you see, I dare you to
hey,
tell them
you
about you can sip with us. Hey, listen, I've been meaning to tell you.
Meaning to tell you.
But you can sip with us always.
Always. Can you hear the and zoo we, that I'm in right now?
Yeah. You got to get back to
yours. I got to go.
And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more you can sit with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.